Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline, he is the Page 2 columnist for the Los Angeles Times. It's good to have him here on our new home for the first time. He's been a great friend to the program since we got together for Ben and Woods for the first time. Arash Markazi with us right now on the fan. Hey, Arash, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Doing
man.
Great. Enjoying our new home here. It's good to be back on the air. It feels like we were gone for more than a month or so, but now we're kind of settling into our new chairs. It's nice.
I'm excited. Yeah, when I heard from Paul, I said, "Oh, this must be good news," and I was very happy.
Very much so.
Well, now, you sure know about switching spots as well, Arash. How's the new gig going for you?
It's been fantastic. I mean, it really was a dream job just because it was, my hometown paper and the paper that I wanted to write for. But as you guys are seeing with the news over the weekend, there's never a dull moment here. I'm in Los Angeles with all of our teams here.
So is this good news? I mean, it's hard to say it wouldn't be, but the Lakers are giving up an awful lot in this trade. Not just Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart, but three first-round draft picks, and you know how valuable those can be in the NBA. What was your initial evaluation of the price for Anthony Davis?
It was a lot, but, here's the thing. If you had said you are going to trade for Anthony Davis and keep Kyle Kuzma, I would have first told you, I don't think that's going to happen. And then if you would have said, no, it will happen, but, tell me how you see a path towards that. It would have to include three first-round picks. So, listen, it's a lot, but you are getting a transcendent player. You are getting a player who I believe, when healthy and playing his best, is in the conversation for the best player, I believe, in the league. I think, we forgot that last season when he requested the trade, and it was a very, like awkward position where he wasn't playing a ton. But if you look at his two seasons prior to the last season, clearly not only a top five player, but beginning to be in conversation for perhaps the best player in the league. So you combine him with LeBron, and now you have two of the top five players. Historically speaking,
all right, hey, Arash, we're kind of breaking up with you. Let's try to call you back and get a little bit better line. To me, I don't know if there's a Laker fan out there who would have said, hey, if we can get Anthony Davis and we actually get to keep Kyle Kuzma,
done.
Whatever the rest of the price is, just give that to me. Now, there's some trades in the past couple of years, like maybe if you had been able to keep D'Angelo Russell around for a while and pair him up with, this new lineup that they've got going on, that would look pretty sweet right now. But for this trade particularly, you get to keep Kyle Kuzma and Anthony Davis is coming in. And Woodsy, I saw some people over the weekend comparing this Lakers, probably Lakers haters mostly, but comparing this deal to when the Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets, and they shipped off, an aging Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. Those guys are like 35, 36 at the end of their career. Anthony Davis is still in his prime.
Yeah.
He's 26 years
26
old.
26 years
he
old.
He might not even be at the prime yet. 26 years old. He has at least 5 to 10 years of absolute peak performance still in him.
But LeBron does not.
No, he doesn't.
He does not.
I think we got Arash back on the line here. Thanks, Arash. That's one of the keys as well. It doesn't really matter what the long-term outlook is, Arash, because LeBron's got a limited window, and you've got to give him the opportunity to win a championship in L.A. Otherwise, what did you go out and get him for?
100%. You had 3 years left on his contract. I think he might play like another year or two past that. But, yeah, you wasted 1 year. You could not waste more. I mean, there was this feeling that, you can get it to Anthony Davis next season. Well, first of all, you don't know that. I mean, they thought that with Paul George, and Paul George didn't even take a meeting with them. You thought that with Kawhi, and Kawhi's not even in the conversation to come here. I mean, there were reports that the Lakers will want to talk with him. Well, of course they will, but he's not going to come there. So you couldn't take that chance again. You saw it blow up twice before, and again, this is the prime years of LeBron. And not only that, what happened to the Warriors really changed the time frame. The Lakers, at least for next season, have a path to the NBA Finals because KD's out and Klay Thompson is out too.
I mean, that did change everything. You know, there's no longer a super team standing in your way.
It changed everything for everybody in the West. You know, I think everybody's going to be on some, you know, frenzy to throw out max deals.
Houston, Portland, Clippers.
I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's fun for us, and I know it's fun for you, Arash. Obviously, Laker fans are really excited. Pelican fans, I think, were excited too. They're building a future. They're going to get Zion Williamson. They're going to have Lonzo Ball running the point there. Who do you think got the better end of this deal?
The Lakers. I think generally the team that gets the transcendent superstar player who is one of the top five players in the league, they win. And again, this is not a knock on Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and Josh Hart. And again, we'll see who they pick with those draft picks. But you know, historically, when the Lakers made the trade for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or like Will Chamberlain and guys like that, I mean, they win, and it really is dependent on how well the team performs. If they win a championship, they've won. Like they got what they wanted from the deal.
So, Arash Markazi from the LA Times joining us here on Ben and Woods on the Fan. What do the Lakers do with what they have left? Do they have enough? Are they going to have enough cap space to go after another max player, or are they going to divide it up? It seems like they need a point guard. They need more shooting help. What do you expect them to do the rest of this offseason?
You know, they will have enough to be close to a max, from what I've been told. I think, listen, if they consummate the deal like at the end of July, they for sure will. If not, they can still have a situation where Anthony Davis forgoes his trade bonus and they move a couple of other pieces and get close to a max. I think that is their first path that they would like to go down, is to bring in one more max player, whether that's Kyrie or Kemba or someone else. If it doesn't happen, you split up that and you go after, you know, three or four guys in the $7 to $9 million range. So I think either way, I think they're going to be in good shape. I would prefer them to go after one more max player because despite people saying, well, how are you going to fill out a team? Look at the Heat. Look at the Warriors. You know, if you get three or four really good players, it's not hard to find guys who want to join them and play with that type of a team.
So, Raj, last thing. You were at the fight in Vegas over the weekend, right?
Yes.
All right. I need one Arash Las Vegas story because you always have something amazing from your weekends in Vegas.
Yes. One crazy thing. No. Okay. I got a good one. I was at the sports book. I was at the Westgate Las Vegas sports book actually doing a story on why are the Lakers the favorites to win the championship. And a gentleman placed a $10,000 bet on the Lakers at 5-1. 30 minutes before news broke that the trade went down. So obviously this person got some inside information from somebody because only two bets had been made and they weren't that big on the Lakers at 5-1. So the fact that a guy rolled up at the same time I was there and placed a $10,000 wager at 5-1, that was crazy.
Woj's cousin.
Right.
I thought you were going to go all what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas on us for a second there, Rush. Yeah,
well,
I was
in
Vegas.
The Toronto Raptors were there. Blues were there. I mean, people love partying in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's the new thing. Hey, Arash, I really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you again on The Fan soon.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
All right,
bye-bye.
That was Arash Markazi from the LA Times on our SDCCU Fan Hotline. Vote SDCCU for Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking.
It's better.
It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.